Hello from Winchester, Virginia. This is Larry and Karen Hickey and Compassion Ministries saying hello. We are so honored to be a part of this celebration. What an exciting time for Carl and Jackie as they make a wonderful transition in life and ministry. And I wish we could be there. We're on the road in ministry, but we're thinking of you, praying for you, speaking blessings and favor and God's success in all that's being done. Our congratulations to the church and its new pastor and all the changes that are taking place. When I think of Carl and Jackie Sly, I think of two people that are dear friends to us. They have been our friend consistently through the years, and they've been there when things were good, and they've been there when things weren't going so good. And you never forget people like that that stand in the gap with you in life. And our friendship is renowned in that way. We're really excited, Carl and Jackie, that you're taking this step, reaching out and growing in life and still going for the things you sense God has for you. And when I think of their ministry, their love for the people in the church is renowned, no question. Some people go into the pastorates and it's a labor of love, and you can tell they're heavy, they're not real excited. But these two wonderful individuals have loved the church, loved the people, they love their family, and obviously they love the Lord. And those are qualities that are so critical. And so we just say kudos to both of you as you do this. I remember the first time I met Carl years ago. We were both young and probably had more hair on our head at that time, and excited about life and ministry. And as I talked to him, I figured out right away he was a true evangelist at heart. He took his hand and started showing me the steps to salvation from the fingers on the hand. God had given him a revelation of how to talk to people about knowing Christ and showing him God's love. And it was captivating to listen to him, his energy, his excitement. And Carl, as far as I can see, I know you've never lost that. You still enjoy sharing that message of God's love and favor, forgiveness and salvation. And that is such a key. And Jackie, what a blessing as you have walked together with him and you bring up the other parts of the ministry with him. And you guys have raised your family and raised your people in the knowledge of the Lord. To that, you're to be highly congratulated. So our thoughts are with you. We're with you in this and look forward to greater things yet to come. And we're here to serve and help any way we can. We love you both. We love you, church. God bless you. Have a great day and know we're thinking of you.
Jackie, we are delighted to greet you from sunny Florida.
Yes, the birthplace of Evangelism Explosion International.
We're happy to greet you today on the occasion of your transitioning from full-time pastoral work back to full-time evangelism. It was our privilege and great joy 25 years ago to train you in evangelism, and we consider that time that we sat with you to have been paying off a tremendous dividend with all the hundreds and even thousands of people that training has helped you to reach for Jesus' kingdom.
Yes, you guys have been such a blessing to our lives, to those around us, and certainly to Greatest Freedom Ministries. We love you all, and we just wish you every good thing. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
if you don't already know, where do I begin? I became a Christian in 1999, my freshman year at JMU, and soon after I met Carl and Jackie, and they were like parents to me. They took me in. Carl showed me what a good, strong, wise father looks like. And Jackie Lou Who showed me what a nurturing mother looks like. Oh, wait a second. Wow, Mom. and little inside joke from a long time ago. So they just took me in as if I was their own, taught me all the things, let me sleep at their house, eat their food. But most of all, they loved me really well, and they treated me like I was valuable. And I mean, for years and years, even after I graduated JMU and went on to grad school, I remember calling Carl in tears when I didn't understand something from the Bible, or when I just had questions, life questions. They were there for me. Carl officiated our wedding. He married me and Kyle in 2006. And to see a marriage that was healthy and thriving was very impactful for me as well. So I don't know that I can say enough wonderful things about Carl and Jackie and how they've impacted my life. But I love you guys so much, and I'm so grateful for your commitment to growing into the glorious people God created you to be and fulfilling the mission that He has for you. Yeah, you're changing the world around you. And now I'm doing the same. So thank you for investing in me. And I'm excited to see what this next season of life, what that entails for you. Okay, love you guys so much. Bye.
Well, the time has come for a new chapter in your lives. Wow, we're excited. Yay. Yes, we're excited for you guys. Pastor Carl, Jackie, you guys are some of the most amazing pastors we have met across the nation, and your church has been blessed to have you for so many years. And now you're turning the page, another chapter. It's going to be awesome. The evangelism circuit is so much fun, but it's different, but it's fun, right, honey?
And it's right now the country needs evangelists
desperately,
and it's just the move that God is moving in, and leaving the pastorate is hard in the way of you're leaving your tribe. We've walked that walk.
Yes.
But it's exciting. It's we're so excited for you, because when God calls you, His timing is perfect
always,
and so we know what's been in your heart for years. And now's the time.
Hallelujah.
So we're so excited. Number one, thank you, thank you, thank you for loving us.
For supporting us.
For supporting us, for believing in Hope International.
Yes.
And Kurt and I. We believe in you guys.
Absolutely.
And we're just so thankful to call you friends.
We're praying for you, my brother and sister. Dios le bendiga.
God bless you.
Greetings, Pastor Carl and Jackie, man of God and woman of God. Oh, it's so exciting to hear about the changes happening in your life. These past 18 years pastoring the Greatest Freedom Church, but now have the excitement of transitioning to your children, seeing what God will do in their life, but also knowing that what God has for you and yours. The days ahead of you, as you focus upon them, just realize you are a blessing to God and a blessing to people as you continue to serve God with all of your heart, and I know you will. I truly believe favor is going to go before you and that grace and mercy is going to follow you all the days of your life. There's just one word of encouragement I have for you. Just enjoy the journey. God bless you.
Yeah, welcome back.
Wow. What is retirement look like for a minister?
We might even give the pulpit a time or two. I mean, no, I can see President Jay.
Yeah! Hey, Brad, good day.
When I stood in their driveway and I shared the vision with them, you know, after that, he told me that there's a new fire, but I've seen
it burn. Woo!
But I get the honor. I know it's been an honor to have Carl, Jackie, and all the family here to celebrate this day, because it truly is a special day. But I get the honor of introducing Uncle Benny. And for those that don't know, Uncle Benny's been a staple to Carl, Jackie, and Carl's ministry. He's Carl's younger brother, but his spiritual father.
Yeah.
He's been instrumental to all that they've accomplished this day, along with the Lord. The Lord's number one. Yeah. This man has been with him from start to finish. And it's cool to see family and ministry together.
Amen.
Brothers. I got my brother. My brother JJ and I are going to be doing ministry together.
Yes.
So it's cool to be doing ministry together as a family. Because there's no greater reward in life than what we can do for the kingdom, right?
Amen.
And as much as Carl's been an impact to this congregation, Uncle Benny's been right there beside him the whole way, and he's got a congregation in Maryland that loves, and he flocks just like his brother, and he's a resemblance of all the love and care that you have for the people back at home, and it's evident when you see the Sly family. They're like this. They're tight. They love God, and this man's been a true honor to get to know, and I'm excited for you to hear from him, because he came in Carl's house a few months ago and shared something with us that completely lit us on fire, and is the mission, part of our vision behind Full Circle Church. So can we give it up for Uncle Benny?
Yeah. Thank you. Well, well, well. Amen. See, they're always spelling our name wrong. I don't know. That's okay. Hello, everybody. Carl, Jack, we were so excited to be here today, be a part of this and what God's doing in your life. And now you thought you were going to rest. You're already back installed. You're doing, getting ready to get back to work. But I want to just say here this morning that words cannot express the, I can't even think of the word. The love, being proud of my brother. Because I was there that day back in October in 1997 when his whole world was turned upside down. How about that, Sister Levine? I was in my office downtown in D.C. and I was praying, because I've been ministering to him for years, telling him that, Carl, you need to turn your heart over to Jesus. And you know what he would tell me? He'd say, Ben, he said, okay, you know, just I'm working for the devil right now. And I'm giving him 100%. But when I turn my life over to Jesus, you can guarantee that I'm going to give him that same 100%. That day in October, his world was turned upside down, and I drove down to Virginia with Carl on his knees in his living room with his hands up down, and we led him to Jesus right there. And that first Sunday, he walked into church, with 25 people. Can you imagine that? Some of y'all been in church for 30 years and you ain't brought in one person. This is the heart, this is the love, this is the power that God has placed upon his life, and that is to lead people to Jesus. So you know the story. Many of y'all have been around the ministry for a while. He just began working with young people, raised a youth ministry, a young adult ministry of over 75 young adults. How many remember those times in Elkton House? You know, some of y'all know those times. And then, you know, the story, God just called him. He became a pastor. And I began to, you know, disciple him over the phone. We'd spend hours on the phone together, literally hours on the phone together. And if we envisioned, you know, this church, we envisioned it. We saw it. And this church, and everyone needs to understand this for this next season, JJ, Travis, family, you need to understand this. This church was built to support Extended Hands. That's why this building was built. That's why we have this building right here. We were never just to be a church without loving people and bringing the gospel to the world. It was never a part of the program. The program was to build a church so you could fund the ministry of the gospel going around the world. And guess what? That starts today. That starts today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think, I'm not going to say anything other than I think that you guys should be right here. So please come up and sit right here. You need to be seen today. Now somehow, yeah, you can move that. Somehow, they gave a pastor 20 minutes. Now I'm down to 15 because I chose to have a song, but I want to do something because I'm not going to preach to you today. I want to tell you about the goodness of God. How didn't we not sing that song? It was on the schedule, the goodness of God. Okay. All my life, you have been faithful. All my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I'm going to sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness has been, His goodness has been running after you too. It's running you. You can't get out of His goodness. There's no way you can ever separate yourself from the goodness of God. It was just prophesied, somebody prophesied that surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. You know, change is tough. Change is a little difficult. I don't like change. Anybody in this room like change? I don't like change. Change is tough. But when you're doing things with God, it's never tough. It's always easy. I got this little plan here. That I want to give to Jackie. And I want to read something to you here. I just want to read this to you because it's so, I just looked at it this morning. And it wasn't a revelation from God because where did I get it? Google! The meaning of the orchid, it talks about beauty. It talks about, it actually has a kind of a word called love. It has a meaning of compassion, because the beauty in it brings out compassion. I want everybody in this room to know that Carl, outside of Jesus, would never been able to do one thing without you. Amen. She, Jackie, has been the bedrock of Greatest Freedom Ministries. Carl and I, we pray and pray. When the hard times come, we're praying. And when the good times come, we're rejoicing. When the tough time comes, we're still praying. And guess what's happening? Jackie's got his back. I want you to hear this, JJ. I want you to hear this, Travis. That woman right there and that woman right there need to be your number one priority in your life. And I'm going to tell you by experience, don't let ministry walk you away from the greatest gift that God's given both of you, these beautiful women. That's going to be something you're going to need to pay attention to and write it down. So Jackie and Carl, we just, you know, want to take this time to say how much we love you and how much we appreciate you. You know, you saw the one picture when the church was being built. You know, it was just Carl and I would pray together and we would get just step by step of what God wants us to do. But the first step, and it should be the first step in every one of us, how many love Jesus in this room? Do you love Jesus? If you love Jesus, let me see it. The first step is to be able to boldly declare the love of Jesus to this world. That's why we're born again. We're not born again to come in this church and just hang out. We're born again to come and be able to say, I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God, and I want you to become a part of this great family. Full Circle Church is going to be a family. Did you hear that? It's going to be a family, but it's going to be a family of God. Stand here today. JJ, stand up. Christy, stand up. Yeah, stand together. See, these beautiful children aren't out there in the world serving the world. They sacrifice and show them what love is all about and show them, led them to Jesus at an early age. And now they're serving God because they love Jesus. Listen to me, every family man in here. Love your children. Don't bypass them. Don't let this world, don't let anything take your time from your children, because your children are the greatest gift outside of your salvation in this earth. Why do we say this today? Because they raise up children. How many of y'all raised your hand? How many of your sons and daughters of Carl and Jackie? How many of your spiritual sons? I mean, come on, man. This is crazy. And there's, like it's been said, hundreds around the world. But I'm not going to take much more time, but I'm going to do something here. It's very important. I don't even think I have email. Compassion, love, steadfast. Compassion, love, steadfast. You've been so steadfast. The Bible says, you know, that you should be unmovable. And that's what, you know, you have faced some really tough times. But you have been unmovable in your faith. For that, we honor you today. We honor you both for that. You're unmovable. And that's what God wants you to know, that He has recognized your faithfulness. He's recognized your kindness. He's recognized your incredible agape love that you have shown to everyone in this room. And of course, as we said, all over this world, as you saw people videoing in and letting you know how much value you have been. I love this old song. It says, we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. Jesus never fails. What God is doing, He's continuing. He began it. And back in 1997, you began this journey of faith. Jackie should probably be your spiritual mother. She was born again before you were. And, you know, and let me tell you, family, how many know the days of Carl Sly, the former Carl Sly? It wasn't pretty. But this woman loved God. And I'm going to do this, and I don't know if it's out of order, but I want everybody in this room to love and lay this at this woman's feet. I want you to come up now, put an offering right there. I don't care if it's a dollar. Come on, take 2 minutes. And the longer you take, the longer this will take. Lay it at the woman of God's feet. Come and sow into this couple. So into them, so into them, so into them, so into them, so into them right now. So into them. Greatest Freedom Ministry has sowed into Full Circle Church. Come and sow in the Greatest Freedom Ministry. So if you need to write a check for $1,000, write it. If you need to, yeah, I don't care if you got the million, make it a million. Hallelujah. They'll take a million. Hallelujah. Just give it away. But hallelujah. Glory to God. Sow into Greatest Freedom because you're sowing into Full Circle Church. So, 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 so into them, so into them, pour into them. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God. I know some of y'all might say, well, they do this on TV. I don't care. I care about what the Spirit of God said. Because Full Circle Church, this is when you sow a little seed. I know some of y'all have been sowing, but this is just a little. This is just a little. I don't even know if they can go to Texas Roadhouse. or their favorite. Here we go. I like checks. Hallelujah. Why do we do this? Why do we do this? Because they're worthy of it. They're worthy of it. They're worthy. I cannot tell you the tears that Carl and I have cried over the phone together over all of you. I mean, literally, tears. We have bawled and cried on the phone praying over some of you when you're going through your hard times and you're going through the tough times when some of you have lost family members. Carl and I were praying. We were interceding because his heart is so big. His heart is so huge. But I want to let you know something very, very quick. I'm going to close. The Carl got his heart of love from Jesus. Hear that? But he got his heart of compassion from Jackie. I want you to hear that. It's very important that you understand what God has been doing over the years. So as you know, as God brings new babies and new children in, that you've got parents that are going to take good care of your children. Your children in Christ. I want everybody to stand to your feet. My heart is so blessed just to be here today. My wife sends her love. She wouldn't leave her children in her children's church. And so proud of both of you. So proud of the journey God has brought you to. And I'm super excited because what we need to remind everybody, Extended Hands Ministry is why this church was built. JJ, come here. Travis, come here. Either way. We prayed for this moment for years. We poured into JJ and tried to get him to understand the call that God had on his life and the purpose that God had placed inside of him. And little did we know that he needed the encouragement of his brother to be able to let him see that God's time was right here, right now. They got fireballs out there. And God showed me that what God's getting ready to do, he's getting ready to put a fire in this church. He's getting ready to bring a fire of God, hallelujah, unprecedented. The Bible says if we are willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. God had to work on your willingness so you could be obedient, and he did. So proud of both of you. I mean, what God's getting ready to do in your lives is so going to be so supernatural, you're not going to be able to really understand it. It's going to be so supernatural because fathers have prayed for their sons. And when fathers pray for their sons and God answers our prayer, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. I'm getting ready to play a song right now, and it's talking about the presence of God. And I want everybody to, now I want you to turn around and face the audience. I want everybody to understand this. That maybe you're struggling right now. You love Carl, you love Jackie. The thing that you've always known is going to be different. And I understand that. But you got to understand, we prayed for this moment, and God answered our prayer.
That's right.
God answered our prayer, so we're so excited. But what I need you to do is I need you to understand that you got to look straight through them and see Jesus. Did you hear that? Don't look at the man. Look at Jesus. Focus on Jesus today. Always told them, I mean, I don't know where Becca went, but you come here, beautiful young lady. I said this to them in the living room when I spoke into the hearts. They're pretty. I said, these guys, they're pretty. They're good to look at. But I'm telling you, Jesus is beautiful. Jesus is beautiful. Over the next month, the next quarter, the next year, don't look at Travis. Don't look at JJ. Don't look at anyone. Look at Jesus.
Hallelujah.
How many want his presence in this house? It's not going to come without you wanting him. Go ahead, young man. I want you to, where? There's that other beautiful lady. I want you to get ready. I want you, this might be very uncomfortable for you, but please lift your hands in the presence of God for a minute. Maybe, Pastor, no, I don't do that. Well, just do it for Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead, young man. Play that song now. We're just waiting for him. We're not waiting for them. We're waiting for Jesus to fill this house. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus, in the presence of the Lord. Jesus, my God, fill this house. Fill this house with your glory, Lord. Fill this house with your glory. Oh, it's going to come where you're not even going to make a sound. He's going to be so real, so powerful. Oh, my God. His presence is a treasure that you've been looking for. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus. Standing with between your mom and dad. Come on, is your heart burning yet for his presence? Do you want him in this house? Do you want the glory? Do you want his presence? Oh, my God. Just yield to him right now. Oh, my God. Just pour it out in this house. Reveal yourself. Reveal yourself. Reveal yourself, mighty God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh my God. This is where you gotta desire. Come on, just tell him you want more. You want more. Turn that up a little bit. Turn that up a little bit. Turn that volume up. Oh, come on, tell him from your heart that you want more of his glory, more of his power, more of his presence. Fill this house, almighty God. Hey, Jesus. We want more of you, more of your power, more of your glory, more of your presence, more of your anointing. Hey, I want more, Jesus. We want more. We want more, Jesus. I want more. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want more. May that be the desire of Pastor Jay, Pastor Travis, God, I pray, God, Jesus, for Corey, for Becca, God, that they will want you more than anything, that they will want you, that they would desire to see this house filled with your glory. We want more. Come on, cry out, tell him, say we want more. In Full Circle Church, we want more. 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 Jesus, Jesus. I want more. I want more, Lord. I want more, Lord. More of your glory. More of your presence, more of your power, more of your anointing in this house. My God, we want more. Jesus, we want more. We want more. We want more, Lord. Full Circle Church once more, God. Don't want to go. What else could we do but be in your presence? Oh God, fill this house. My heart is burning. Burn their hearts. Burn their hearts. Burn their hearts. Burn their hearts, God. Burn their hearts, Lord. Burn their hearts, Jesus. Burn their hearts, Lord. Burn their hearts. Burn their hearts, Lord. Burn their hearts, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus, we just want more. Full Circle Church, just once more. We want more of your glory. More of your fire, more of your power, more Jesus. Families healed, families restored. Father God, I thank you. Hallelujah. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus, maybe you once known him and you've walked away from him. You don't know why. Your just fire got cold. You just thought maybe something happened in your life that it was God's fault. I'm here to tell you that God only loves you. And he only has good for you. If it's not good, it's not God. I need you to know that. Hallelujah. Anything that's going on in your life, you got an enemy of your soul. And he's trying to steal, to kill, and to destroy you. But if you're here today and you've never asked Jesus into your heart, or you want to rededicate, I rededicate all the time. I really do. I just lay my life down and say, God, I want a fresh fire. I want a fresh glory. How many want a fresh fire in your life? Amen. I just want fresh fire. I want God to consume me. I want to see. I want other people to see me burning. Hallelujah. Just to see me burning for Jesus. Is there anyone here to raise your hand and say, I need Jesus today? Thank you for that hand. Anyone else? Anyone else today? Thank you for that hand. Hallelujah. Let's just pray. Carl, lead him to Jesus.
Thank you, Father God. Just say this prayer, and you're not praying this to us. You're praying to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Man looks on the outward appearance, but God, he's looking at your heart. Just say, Dear Jesus, come into my heart. as my Lord and my Savior. I acknowledge you died on the cross.
Cross.
You rose from the grave.
You
paid the penalty for my sins.
You purchased me.
A place in heaven.
Father.
Forgive me.
Yes, forgive me.
All my sins.
Write my name. In the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Jesus,
for saving my soul
and making me whole.
Now, Father,
I need the helper.
Holy Spirit,
take residence within me. I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. All right. We're going to do a transfer, okay? The transfer is that if you just gave your heart to the Lord, we're transferring you from Greatest Friend in Ministry, baby, to Full Circle, baby. Amen. So y'all got responsibility to train these folks, to give these two and all of these a big hand right now. Hallelujah, Lord. Now listen up. This is a plug. Tonight at 6:30, we're going to have Full Circle Connect. I'm staying. And I'm coming to Full Circle Connect because I want to find out what these guys are up to. Amen. Hallelujah. So be here at 6:30. Hallelujah. Let me get rid of this mic.
Do we want to